She's the Postal Service Lansing Consumer Relations Coordinator. Sabrina, how are you?
I'm fine, Tony. How are you?
I'm very well. A good friend of mine, I coach his son in basketball, and he works at the Collins Road facility for the U.S. Postal Service, and you found out some bad news about that facility. Tell us about it.
Well, Tony, as you know, about 5 months ago, the Postmaster General announced that there was going to be a study of processing facilities across the country, and Lansing was one of those. There was identified about 252 facilities that were going to be studied. In December, we went to the Postal Regulatory Commission to ask for a relaxation in our service standards to accommodate if any consolidations were going to take place, from going from 1 day to 2 to 3 day service standards. Yesterday, the Postmaster General announced that studies had been completed, decisions had been announced on facilities that were going to be consolidated into other mail processing facilities, and Lansing was one of those. Lansing will be consolidated, the mail operations, I should say, will be consolidated into that of the Michigan Metroplex in Pontiac and in Grand Rapids, the processing center there.
So tell me, what does that mean? Does the facility close completely down or just partially, and other services will be done there?
Okay. What that means right now is that customers can still come into the post office. They can buy stamps, buy postal products, mail their packages, mail their letters, that type of thing. That part is not affected at this time. It's the processing operations where people normally do not see. It's where your mail comes in, the mail that comes out of the collection boxes that comes into the facility to get postmarked, canceled, and then further transported for either delivery within the local area or delivery to another facility for other areas. That operation will cease. Now, in December, we also agreed with Congress not to do any closings or consolidations until after May 15th. So even though the decision was announced yesterday, nothing is going to take place until after May 15th of this year.
How many employees does that involve?
In Lansing, it may involve, I would say, maybe roughly about 200. That's an estimation. We don't know right now. The respective collective bargaining organizations are working with the employees and with our Human Resources Labor Department to do further analysis of what's going to take place with them.
So we don't know what's going to happen with those 200 people yet?
Not yet, no. That's being worked out, like I said, between our Human Resources Labor and the collective bargaining organization.
All right, the U.S. Postal Service has announced the closing, as we just meant, Collins Road and Lansing, Iron Mountain, Kalamazoo, Jackson, and Saginaw. I was a little surprised that the Pontiac facility is remaining open, from the simple fact that that's a dying city. There are a lot of businesses that are leaving there. There's a lot of financial struggles there, which leads the population to shrink. Lansing is holding population-wise, so I was a little surprised. I know you don't dictate policy. Any info on that?
Not really. I don't have any info on that. All I know is that the Metroplex is a rather new facility within the last 5-6 years or so. That's about all I know about the Michigan Metroplex. Anything else, you know, about the dying city of Pontiac like that, I don't know about that. No.
Sabrina, what's been the tone with the employees?
Well, yesterday I was mainly on the telephone with a lot of media reporters, TV, news, radio, so it was hard for me to gauge the tone of the employees. But from what I understand, what I hear, as you can imagine, with any kind of news of this nature, there's going to be some concern, some trepidation, that type of thing. So that kind of concern is going around with the employees.
Was there a possibility that Collins Road could have been shut down completely?
I'm not certain of that, Tony, right now. Like they said, the processing facilities were studied. As far as the retail operations, that's where you buy your stamps and mail your packages, so forth and so on. Those aren't being affected at this time. The entire facility being shut down, that has to go through further analysis and review and assessment. And if anything comes out about that, we'll definitely let the public know.
And you mentioned earlier, Sabrina, May 15th is the earliest that the processing center will be closed.
After May 15th.
After May. When do you expect to learn specifically when that date is?
Probably as we get closer to May 15th, we'll probably learn about that. And like I said, we're going to make sure that we keep our customers informed and communicated so that they can make any changes necessary they need to make as far as that is concerned.
All right. And before I let you go, Sabrina, any word on any increases in postal fees?
No. Right now, we just had a stamp increase of 1 cent, and I know there's been news stating that we're going to ask for 5 cents increase, and that is incorrect. That was just used as an illustration as to what we may have to do, you know, if we, you know, trying to help our financial picture. So that is not, we're not asking for another 5 cent increase on stamp prices. That is not taking place. We're not taxpayer funded, and a lot of people are misinformed about that. We rely strictly upon the sale of postage and postal products, and we want to be viable. All these decisions, they're tough decisions. We understand that. And we just want to be viable for the American public so that we can deliver in the future.
Sabrina Todd is the Postal Service Lansing Consumer Relations Coordinator. Tough time, Sabrina. Thanks so much.
Thank you,
much for your time.